No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running out flames in the buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
All right, and welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of the Rusty Satellite Show. This is Rick Redding, host of the show that features the most interesting people in the Ville. And that the show is living up to that title this week. I tell you, I have a great guy. I can't say that I grew up with Scott Davenport, but I did go to the same high school, and we know all the same haunts. He's just a little bit older than me, and he's got a really great thing going on over there at Bellarmine. My other guest is Chris Sergio, who is a name you probably are not familiar with, but he is a very accomplished marketing guru and was with Brown-Forman, and I met Chris, as you'll hear, at the Idea Festival, and he has a fascinating project, and I thought it was appropriate to talk about it on Thanksgiving, where we're all talking about what we're thankful for and you know, trying to focus on the positive things in our lives. It's I think you'll really be inspired by what Chris has to say about his project, and that's coming up in the second half of the show. So let's just go ahead and get right into the Scott Davenport interview. I went over to Bellarmine the other day and got to walk into the newly refurbished gym over there and talk to Scotty just after he did some individual instruction with some of his players. And he's just one of the warmest and friendliest guys you're ever going to meet. And very happy, and he's also very thankful. Let's just keep our thanks theme going here. He's very thankful about where he is and how he ended up at Bellarmine University. He's got a great team this year, and he's got a great facility. And if you haven't been over there to Bellarmine to see a game, I strongly recommend it. It's sort of a throwback to the way things used to be. So without any further ado, here is Scott Davenport.
What is Louisville if it's not a food town? Learn where to go and what to eat on Deliciously Louisville with Ashley Eats every other Wednesday on Louisville.am.
And I'm here at Knights Hall with Coach Scott Davenport, who is, of course, the most famous graduate of Iroquois High School, right?
No, that would be Reggie Meeks, Vicky Welch, Jim Shake. There's been a lot of those. You know, it's not the greatest time of my life.
I know it.
But I do appreciate that. I've never. That's very humble. That's unbelievable.
I want to be in the top 10 before I get done.
Oh, no question you are.
But anyway, we're here at Bellarmine, and you've had a renovation of this great Knights Hall here. Tell me about what that means to your program and what's going on here.
Well, it's an amazing thing. This gym was built in 1960, and I know since I've been here, this is my ninth year. As we've grown as a basketball program, there kept becoming a desire to make the fan experience better and better and better. And I know there was a lot of conversation with Mr. Frazier, with Owsley Frazier and his family, et cetera. And they've done so much for Bellarmine over the years, as the whole Brown-Forman Corporation has. And it was ongoing. And then when it's tragically passed, it was unveiled that was one of his wishes, and he did so much for so many, but there was a specific Knights Hall wish. So they felt compelled, Dr. McGowan, Scott Wiegandt, to let's do this immediately. So last May, and it lasted some 10, 12 weeks. They literally built a new Knights Hall short of the four walls. The HVAC system, the lighting. One of the contractors said, "Coach, just explain to people we're going to build a new one from the inside." And then at the end, Dr. McGowan, they redid the outside of the building. And as we speak now, I guess it's one of those deals that's never done. It's like when you renovate your house. We received a tremendous gift, and that's going to be announced coming up at a later date, to have a video wall. We're going to have we're asking for a second video wall. And I think that'll make the fan experience into the 2020 type era, the year 2020, because you're going to have a high def video wall that'll show this week in the history of Bellarmine or this week in Bellarmine. And it's not just done without a plan. We have an undergraduate degree in communications. We have a graduate degree in communications, and these students can give us the content for these walls. This is what, you know, this industry is better than I. This is how people now get positions. They're creating their resume on work they've done. So we're really excited about it. And the most important thing, the fans deserve it, but the players love it. I mean, not like all this was deserved for me. They appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I understand in like here at Bellarmine, like you hear a lot. I think there's a lot of people who hear about the Bellarmine fan experience and never experience it. Because it is kind of it's a cozy, small place. How many people does it seat? And what is it that, in your words, is so special about the fan experience at a game here?
Well, it's just under 3,000 people. I think Jeff Walls and I are good friends, and we bounce a lot of things off each other all the time, like coaches do. And, you know, I know he said it with the Louisville women, if they come and enjoy it, they'll come back. And I think that's what it is to Bellarmine basketball. It's a very intimate experience, and it's a little more pure. It's not quite as corporate. I mean, I understand that I'm a Louisville season football fan. I'd love to go to basketball games, and we're great in this community because we got so many corporate entities that give so much. But here, it's just because the game's a little more intimate. The games go a little quicker, but it is a great place to watch basketball.
I'm looking around here, and I'm looking for all the corporate banners.
They're going to go on the video wall. No, we do have corporate, you know, involvement, and we're appreciative. It will now go on the video wall. Used to have the actual vinyl banners, and that now we can do it high tech. And again, it's just more capability to the experience, and we want to make the fan experience great when they come. We want them to know the players. Again, I'll go back. Jeff Walls and I talk about it all the time. You know, Rick, one thing nobody realized, I'm going to say this and we'll get it out there. I've had people in our locker room for the last 9 years before our games. And I mean, I've had corporate leaders, I've had attorneys, I've had people in the medical profession. We've had the Archbishop Kurtz is coming in. We only use him on big games.
Okay.
See, really big games, we bring in all the power. We bring in the Archbishop. They come in the locker room. Here was my theory. If you're not going to go unless really, 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 really somehow you got a connection in Coach Pitino, Coach Calipari, or Tom Crean's locker room, he's not doing that. Well, my theory was, first of all, if we do it all the time, it won't bother the players. They'll adapt. Secondly, what if Rick Reddy goes up to one of our players after the game, shakes his hand and said, "Hey, Rusty, I'm Rick Redding. I'm the CEO of XYZ Incorporated. I really enjoyed watching you play tonight." Well, that player now is called upon to be a professional. Look him in the eye, shake his hand, because that may be a potential employer, an employee, a client, a customer. We don't know. So my theory of this being a commercial for your life, this is what we do with the players. And these people are like, "Man, I was in the locker room." Then we kind of take it another step where we have youth teams come in. Mm-hmm. And the youth teams come in and are like, "Wow, they don't just roll the balls out and play." We bring them in 20 minutes before we go on the court so that they see our last film work, our scouting report, our game plan, et cetera. And it's just amazing. Now, I'm waiting for one of those little kids to be a player at Bellarmine and win a national championship. Then I'm going to write
the great story.
I'm going to write the Disney movie. Okay. I've already got the rights to that.
Well, I'll help you writing it if you want to.
There you go.
But, you know, let's talk a little bit about your career. You know, you seem so comfortable and at home here at Bellarmine. But, you know, a lot of people that have been around here a long time remember Ballard and remember you working with Coach Crum and Coach Pitino at UofL. This seems like the place that you were meant to be. Do you think that it has all led up to this?
You know, Rick, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. It's funny you bring that up. I spoke with the players last Thursday, and we talked about you know, we're going into Thanksgiving week, and I wanted to make sure they understood how thankful I am, really, to coach them. Without the heat of a great win or the thrill of a great win or the heat of a tough loss, I wanted to really make sure they understood that. And telling them that, I said, you know, guys, I'm 57. I've never had a job. My mother, before she passed away, and this is her birthday's going to be on Thanksgiving, she said, you know, maybe one day if you just really, really stay after it, you'll get a real job and make something out of yourself. I've had an ad vocation. You know, a job's a vocation. Right. I've never really had a job. I've had this passion to be lucky to coach. But going, you go back to Iroquois, coaching at Ballard, you know, coaching under two Hall of Fame guys. I mean, I'm the luckiest guy that's ever coached this game. And I'm now at an institution that is just stands for everything I believe in, academically, athletically, and socially.
Right, and you've become, you know, thanks to our friend Steve at Catholic Sports Network, kind of a more of a leader in the community, or a great motivational speaker, and coming to speak to my company in a few weeks for Christmas. And I don't know, does that... That motivational speaking ability, does that come naturally, or how did you?
If you ask all those Iroquois people, they'll say that talking was never a weak point. That's, I think it's an opportunity to give back. Mm-hmm. And again, I've been around. You know, people talk all the time about Coach Crum and Coach Pitino. The one thing they don't understand, because they're not boastful people, how giving they are. And I don't mean money. Yeah, that's well documented of what they've done charity-wise. No, they're giving of themselves. And I think that shapes people's lives. And it goes back to the upbringing I had, you know, growing up in the South End, of being very appreciative and never feeling entitled to anything. I asked my mother once, I said, how did you do this? My father passed away when I was 9. I said, how did you provide for my sister? And she said, you know, I just worked harder. She ran her own beauty shop in the South End. She owned it, managed it, with a sixth grade education. And I tell our players, you're at this wonderful institution getting this education. She made it. You have no excuses.
Yeah, it's a great story.
You know, I get emotional talking about it. I really do. I mean,
yeah, that.
And she says, she goes, I just worked harder. Mm-hmm. She goes, if you and your sister needed more, if we didn't have scholarships, et cetera, she goes, I just worked harder.
So I guess that's sort of what you drill into your players, right?
We do that, Rick. We do that every day. You know, that they have a wonderful opportunity. And our theory, if you had to ask one philosophy, use basketball. We all know when you see these stories on these documentaries of guys who have filtered, you know, just pilfered away, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and we have, they just use basketball. Never walk around and let someone accuse basketball of using you. Use it for the rest of your life, because it will stop bouncing one day. It will stop bouncing for you. So, but I couldn't be more prouder of these guys.
And as we wrap this up, tell me just a little bit about, you know, sell me on coming out here to a game. You got a great team this year, I understand.
I love this basketball team. As we hit full swing into basketball, and you start seeing it just on, you know, turn the TV on, you can find the game. You can always tell if coaches like their players or not. You just really can't. I love this basketball team. Now, we're 2-0 right now, but I love this basketball team. In a way, this is going to sound negative. It was born out of despair. We got beat in the regional championship game last year in the NCAA at Drury. We were on the road. Excuse me, they went on to win the national championship, and it motivated us all summer, and they've been on a mission ever since then. So they're very easy to coach because it's coming from within.
Okay.
And I think people come seeing us, we'll do that. We do have tickets to games. They are available. Just check Bellarmine
online. I know they're really expensive. How much are they?
$10. You're going to come have the time of your life. And if I can do anything to make that experience better, let me know. Like I say, we bring youth teams in, you know, and it's just, again, a chance to give back. And these players are very, very special young men. They're going to be successes, you know, far, far beyond basketball.
Sure, and maybe we'll have, you know, UK and UL, they've all already lost, but you're still undefeated, right?
Well, you know, that's funny. Last year when Louisville won the national championship, Keyston Jones, one of our captains, and he's been here, he's a senior, he tweeted out right as the game was over, he said, congratulations to the Louisville Cardinals. He said, we started this trend in 11. Kentucky won in 11, or 12.
Louisville won it in 13, and he said, now it's our turn again. So there you go. It's our turn again. I sure hope so, because this is a great group, and it's legitimate. We have a chance. We're very, very good, you know, and we're playing a tough schedule, and we're going to get better. This will be a fun team to watch, trust me.
All right. Well, great. Well, thanks again, Scott, for being on the Rusty Satellite Show. I look forward to getting out here and seeing a game soon.
Come on. All you got to do is call, and we'll take care of you.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
All right, Scotty Davenport, thank you for spending a little time with me over there at Bellarmine. This week, and this is the 22nd Rusty Satellite Show, I'm proud to say it's really been a great experience in our Thanksgiving theme this week. I'm going to talk about something next. First, I'd like to mention a former Rusty Satellite guest that I work with quite frequently, young Ben Rhodes. You remember as the race car driver who is just tearing it up. He's 16 years old, and he's doing really well on the NASCAR K&N Pro Series. I'm just asking you, this is the last week he's been in a contest, an online contest, to be voted the most popular driver in NASCAR's K&N Pro Series. And if you'll just go, just as a favor to me, to votebenrhodes.com, and at that site you can place your vote for Ben in this contest. You won't know any of the other drivers, so he's the only one you'll know. He's up against about 25 other young men. Ben's leading the way, and this is the final week of the contest, so let's push Ben on to victory. Okay, and I'm happy to say that here we are in Thanksgiving. I'm joined in the studio this week by the guru, the grand poobah, the big guy here at Louisville.am in our studios, Dan Vonderheide. Dan, welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show.
I'm on the show. I'm sitting in your chair. I kicked you out of the big boy chair.
I like that. That means I have to do less work.
Exactly. That's a story of my life.
But I just want, among the things I'm thankful for, Dan, is the fact that you called me in the summertime and said, you know, I think you'd be good at doing a podcast. And, you know, that kicked off a series of events that created the Rusty Satellite Show, created a sponsorship, we got a logo, we got a website, we got all this stuff. And it all happened because you gave me a call.
Well, I do have vision, I guess. No, I appreciate you doing it. I mean, this has been kind of a really fun ride. It's only been, it's been almost half a year. We officially kicked things off in July. And your first show was the day of the launch party.
I think so.
I think July 9th or something like that. Something happened on July
22 maybe. Weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. That's when it was. I had no idea what this thing was going to do or how it was going to succeed or fail. And it's still kind of early. I'm not going to say it's done either one of those things. But the fact that we've had, I think we're up over 40,000 total downloads now for the whole network, that's astounding to me.
Yeah, it's
great.
It's really something. I compare it to like when I was first starting out in the blog business, and I was writing stuff and putting it out there online, and I was sort of carefree about it because I said my rationale was, well, nobody's reading it anyway, so I'll write whatever I want. So now we're doing this, and I figure nobody's listening anyway. But now as I go around town, I go to networking events, things like that. Yeah, people know what the Rusty Satellite Show is. They know what Louisville.am is. And
I need to get out of the house more often.
Yeah, to your credit, it's really catching on, I think. And I mean, just tell me real quickly about some of the other shows on Louisville.am and about the business.
Well, my whole thing was to partner with people like you who bring an audience to the table. You've been blogging for a while. You have a Twitter following. You have some, you know, fans on Facebook. So when you say something, that more often than not, some of those people are going to pay attention. So to that end, I partnered with Stephanie at Louisville Family Fund, who has a very highly trafficked blog. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she has over 10,000, 15,000 people a month coming to her site. And we've figured out to embed her actual podcast in her site. It's gone crazy. So, you know, that's a really great show here. The LouisvilleBeer.com. I don't know if you've ever listened to that. I don't know if craft beer is your thing, but they're hilarious. They always leave behind a giant pile of empty beer bottles on.
We'll have to put a picture of the beer bottles on the site to show everybody.
I got
to
clean that up once a week. But I'll live with it because their show is funny and it's engaging. And they've, you know, we're talking to a sponsor for them and they want to do a live event. And they've got some traction there. And of course, it was all birthed with my startup thing.
Right, you got your own podcast that you seem reluctant to promote, but I'm sure you got some great. I think we've had some of the same guests, but
sure.
It's really
have interesting people too.
Not the most interesting, just interesting. But anyway, I'm really happy to be on your network, Dan, and glad you got me involved. And you know,
I think you especially recognize the non-localism of local media. I shouldn't say that. That's maybe a little harsh, but over the course of many years, that theme has diminished. So
yeah,
to speak,
well,
with the corporatization of media, and that's not all bad. I mean, the quality of the product that they're putting out it's easy to watch, but you know, there's all sorts of stuff going on in the city that is hard to cover. It's expensive to cover, and it's. You know, the people that are actually making things happen aren't getting the attention I think they deserve.
And it is. I have had no shortage of interesting people to get on the show. I've never had a panic moment where, you know, I think one week I didn't, like the second or third week, I put on Facebook, I need a guest for the show. And since then, I've got a line. I've got 12 deep people I'm going to have on. And I've just found out today, like, in the future, I'm going to have Neil Buddy from the Courier Journal has agreed to be on. Ed Hart of Kentucky Kingdom has agreed to be on. So we're going to have, you know, top-notch guests.
What happens when you find a dull person?
Well, I put the pressure on him to be exciting. Dan, speed it up, you know, get exciting. But it is fun. So, Dan, I'll conclude this part of the segment just by saying thank you.
Thank you.
On Thanksgiving, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to be
I feel good about it.
Podcasting. And you know, I've said a few times on the site – you know, while we're giving thanks, I'm going down tomorrow to see my son who lives in New Orleans, Nick, and he is the original Rusty Satellite. Nick came up with the name when he was in high school, and he's just a really dynamite young man, and I haven't seen him since Christmas. So I'm packing up Josh and Luke and heading south, and I'm very thankful to be able to do that, to be able to go see him and knew where I'm really this Thanksgiving more than most, I think, thankful for a lot of things. Professionally, things are going well with you know, I'm thankful to have a job at Alpha Energy Solutions. I'm thankful that job allows me to do this and to write for Insider Louisville and all those things. So I think all of us in terms of a theme, we should all think about giving thanks in a big way this year. At least it is for me. So I hope that your life is causing you to just count your blessings as well. So let's move on to my next guest. And I thought this guest was perfect for this theme of Thanksgiving because Chris Sergio is a former Brown-Forman executive who has spent the last year, he left his job in December and has really been doing a dynamite project that benefits. It involves thousands upon thousands of kids in this market. And he's teaching valuable lessons about how to do service hours, and he's got all these different schools involved. I'm not going to go into too much detail because you'll hear it in the interview with Chris. He's become a friend of mine, and I really admire what he and his wife Wendy are doing with this program. It's called We Day, and I'm going to just turn it over and let you hear what Chris and I had to say when we met at Honey Brothers the other day.
Getting to the bottom of the brewing community one pint at a time. It's the LouisvilleBeer.com podcast, Tuesdays on Louisville.am.
I am at the Honey Brothers on Eastern Parkway and Bardstown Road with Chris Sergio, and you're going to learn a lot about Chris in the next few minutes. But Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Now, I met you at the Idea Festival. I did a story for you about you and your presentation for Insider Louisville, your former Brown Foreman executive. But I was really fascinated with this project you're bringing to Louisville that is of global proportions, I guess, and really involves the youth of our community. Tell me basically what it is.
Sure. It's called Me to We. And Me to We is an organization that really helps young people to work on social causes that really inspire them to make a positive change. Doesn't matter what age, you know, elementary school through university, doesn't political or religious, doesn't matter anything that kids are passionate about that they want to make a positive change. This organization helps them learn how to do it and gives them the confidence to do it, and it's just fantastic.
Okay, well, I hear a lot of, you know, I got my own kids, they talk about service hours, and people, you know, young people have sort of as a burden have to do that. But your organization, I was really impressed with some of the numbers that you threw at me and some of the schools and people involved.
Sure. So Me to We is a global organization started in Canada about 10 years ago. They've got over a million students involved, 5,000 schools, and it's the largest social empowerment cause for young people in social media today. In other words, it's the biggest thing on Facebook to empower young folks today.
Wow, that's big. And now here in Louisville, you understand you and your wife basically brought this here.
That's right.
And it'll culminate, I guess, in a big
event. We Day, yeah.
In We Day.
Right, that's right.
Hopefully our listeners and people in Louisville will soon learn about We Day, but you've already sort of brought this message. How have you spread it? And I understand you got
sure.
like 40 schools signed up.
That's right. We started about in the fall of 2012. We got the mayor, the school superintendent, a lot of civic leaders involved to make sure that this was a fit. People really passionate that empowering young people really fit to the compassionate Louisville vision for Mayor Fisher. And through that, we started. We had 7 schools. Then we had a mini We Day Kentucky event in April last year that was hosted by the Muhammad Ali Center with phenomenal partnership. We had 20 schools involved, 175 students, 250 people.
And just that's with, local people,
that's
right?
All local, yeah. And then through this fall, through all the efforts we've been doing with the Idea Festival and the Maasai Warriors that we brought, we now have 40 schools involved and approaching 10,000 students. And wow. have just completed our first big program around Halloween for Hunger.
And how does, you caught me with Maasai Warriors.
Yeah.
How do they fit into this whole project?
So these, Me to We believes in really helping to do a global and a local action. And so this organization has worked for many years, for about the last 20, to help cultures outside of North America. So in Kenya, China, Ecuador, Sierra Leone, India, to build schools, healthcare facilities, and to make sustainable industry for those folks. And so my family, when we got involved, actually went to Kenya, and we built schools and worked in the healthcare facilities in the villages with the mamas. And we brought these young Maasai warriors back. They authored a book called The Last Maasai Warriors. They're the, by prophecy, they were identified over thousands of years to be the generation to build the bridge between their culture and the rest of the world.
Wow.
And essentially, they were the last generation to slay lions to become warriors. And they've now convinced their elders that to become a warrior, you have to slay education. And so by going to college, you can become a warrior. And then not only boys, but girls can, for the first time, become warriors.
Wow. And so these warriors you brought back to
that's
Louisville,
right. Yeah.
What did they do? Did they go and speak to students?
Yeah, it was very cool. We had we were hosted by the Idea Festival in a partnership with Thrivals. Chris Kimmel and Nat Ernvin did an amazing job to help us, so they spoke at Thrivals. And then we had them visit about 15 different schools throughout the community. They did print interviews. They did radio interviews. They reached about 5,000 people and generated 4,500 hours of exposure for their message to slay education and become warriors for education.
Wow, that's really something. Now, you said, you know, it seems to me, you know, the daunting task would be to get all these schools on board. And it's not just Catholic schools, or it's not just public schools, right? How have you... Tell me about some of the schools you've gotten on board and how you thought about doing that.
Yeah, I mean, my wife and I are very involved, but we have an amazing group of teachers and administrative leaders. We basically go school by school. You know, wherever there's a passionate leader at the school, a teacher, administrator about service, and students who want to lead it, we go there. We're not trying to push water uphill. And some of the first schools, St. Raphael, absolutely unbelievable progress that they've made in service. St. Francis, West End School, Fern Creek, it just goes on and on. There's just a real host of different places that service is part of what they do, and through Me to We, they get new programs that they can take on, and they also get the connection of We Day.
Okay. Now, We Day, I know you threw some names at me earlier about some of the big stars that have come to We Days in other cities.
Right.
Any prediction on who we might be able to get here?
Well, We Day, you know, We Day, you can't buy a ticket. You got to earn it through service. So the kids who do service throughout the year can come to We Day. And it's a stadium event in places like, you know, they've done it all over Canada. It's now come to Seattle and Minnesota with the NFL and some of the major companies like Microsoft and General Mills. So we're doing mini We Days here, and we had Spencer West, who was our speaker last year. He's a young man who lost his legs when he was five, but recently climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, and he really stands about his message is redefining your definition of what's possible, and he authored a book called Standing Tall, and he was one of our key speakers at Thrivals as well.
Okay. But no Taylor Swift or anything like that?
Probably not just yet. My wife and I are funding a lot of this on our own. We've had Spalding and Tori McClure have been amazing partners. We really want to build it locally. But I can say I might get in trouble and get myself out of school. But we'd love to have Layla Ali be one of the speakers. We think she would be an amazing local speaker with incredible reach and potential. And the Ali Center has been a great partner, and you know, maybe that will come about. Martin Luther King III has been somebody who's spoken at the We Day events in other cities. So we're trying to get a local and a global or national type speakers to come here and inspire, because We Day is really about celebrating what those kids have done in service and getting them excited to keep doing it.
Well, I've seen some of the videos, and it seems like an incredible amount of energy at these events.
Yeah,
and
it's fun.
And it's amazing that just this is one of the amazing things about our world. Just you and your family brought this thing in the only American cities, right? Or Seattle and Minnesota.
Yeah, we're at the leading edge. It's outside a city where We Day exists. So outside of Seattle and Minneapolis, Kentucky has the largest number of schools now involved in the program. And over the next 5 years, it's pretty clear that this is going to go across major cities around the U.S. For example, Richard Branson from Virgin Atlantic is now partnering with Barclays Bank, and this is now going to London in the spring of 14. So we're out in front.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And of course, there's also this works into Mayor Fisher's Compassionate City program.
Yeah.
What kind of assistance are you getting from the city?
Yeah, he and Brenda Frank and his entire office have been with us from the very beginning. And so we formed, just a great understanding. We would like We Day to be the kickoff of his Give a Day week. Mm-hmm. We believe what he's trying to do is just great for our city. So last year, our event, our mini We Day, was the first day of the Give a Day week. And we've timed it again this year so that we're going to be right out in front at the beginning of Give a Day week, and we want to help him engage young people to do more service.
Okay, and one last thing before we go. We've all talked about what's next year, but you've already done something pretty significant in the last month here.
Yes,
here in Louisville.
Thanks.
Tell me about that.
So we did Halloween for Hunger, which is essentially to get young people to trick or treat for canned goods instead of candy. And so we had 33 organizations, about 17 schools, all ages, churches, businesses, all involved. And we collected 16,500 pounds of food together with Dare to Care and the Lord's Kitchen, our two leading food banks. And those are all incremental food drives right before Thanksgiving. And we generated over 8,700 hours of service across 6,000 people, all through young folks who are really inspired. And U of L Athletic Department has been amazing. Their soccer team was the spearhead of bringing that together for their program, did a great job.
Wow. It's really, it is Thanksgiving week,
and
you know, I think you're certainly an appropriate guest for the show this week. And, you know, you start thinking about those numbers that you just told me is just really phenomenal.
Yeah, it's almost 5,000 meals.
Wow, that's really something. All right, Chris. Well, I am going to be following what goes on with We Day
cool.
From here on out.
Appreciate all the support we can get.
people will jump on board and get involved. And
if there's folks out there that, you know, see service as part of their schools and want to connect, I hope we can reach them. And please don't be shy to connect us. It'd be great to connect with them.
And so concludes the 22nd edition of the Rusty Satellite Show. I've had a great time actually having Dan Vonderheide in the studio with me. It's a lot more fun than sitting here by yourself and looking at Dan's art on the walls and trying to think up stuff to say. So anyway, I'm thankful for a lot of things. I hope you are too. I'm going to New Orleans tomorrow. I'm taping this on Tuesday. So I hope you have a good week here in Louisville. And remember that the Rusty Satellite Show is the place where the most interesting people in the Ville show up.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city. What the-